Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Peter Gross has 3. Mo Rocca has 2.
Mo, you are in third place. Yeah. You're up first. Mm-hmm. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Obama revealed his proposal to reduce blank.
Gun violence.
Right. Foreign workers, including Americans, were taken hostage by a terror group in blank on Wednesday.
Algeria.
Right, because of fears over battery fires. This week, the FAA grounded Boeing's new blank.
Airplane, the 787?
Yes, called the Dreamliner. In an interview this week, an aging mobster with Detroit's mob said he knows where blank is buried.
Oh, the guy that Jack Nicholson played not very well, even though Jack Nicholson's usually so great. Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes.
Sorry.
Moe's brain at work.
After a foot chase, police in Florida apprehended a burglary suspect while he was blanking.
While he was selling his wares on the beach and saying, "Hey, everyone, I just stole these."
No, while he was hiding in a closet with a lampshade on his head. Subway restaurants found themselves in hot water this week after a New York Post investigation revealed that some foot-long subs are blank.
Shorter.
Right. In an official statement on Monday, the Palace revealed that blank's due date is in July.
Kate
Middleton. Yeah. A teacher in Ohio is suing her school district for discrimination, saying they are not respecting her lifelong fear of blank.
Is it a teacher is doing
this?
It's
a teacher in Ohio.
Is they're not respecting her lifelong fear of children.
Exactly right. Yes. It's unclear if Maria Walther Willard understood that one of the risks that come with being a teacher is an exposure to children. She says she's had a lifelong phobia of children. She says that she was fine with high schoolers, but then she was transferred to a middle school, and the younger children there were just too much for her. They terrified her with their general adorableness. And Ms. Walther Willard took early retirement, is moving on. She's excited to begin her new job as a ticket taker at Wiggles concerts. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points, and Mo has the lead.
Well done, Mo. All right. Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, President Obama held the last blank of his first term.
Press conference.
Right. On Tuesday night, the House finally voted to approve a $50 billion emergency relief package for victims of blank.
Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah, safety concerns arose this week after a blank crashed into a crane over London.
A blank crashed into a... Oh, a helicopter?
Yes. Best known for his role as Mr. Drummond on the sitcom Blank. Conrad Bain died this week at age 89.
Different stroke.
Right. A sculptor in Siberia explained this week that he had made an 880-pound cobra sculpture out of cattle dung in order to blank.
Impress his girlfriend.
No, entertain the children during the long winter months. After undergoing treatment for bronchitis, former President Blank was released from the hospital on Monday.
George H.W. Bush.
Right. This year's Golden Globe ceremony, hosted by Blank and Blank, had the award show's highest ratings in years.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yes, a Nebraska man who drove his car into a pizza joint blanked before emergency crews arrived.
Ordered a pizza?
Yes, indeed. The elderly man said his foot slipped on the gas pedal as he was parking at Valentino's Pizza, and since he was already inside, once the car stopped, and since it looked like it'd be a while before anybody showed up to help clean up, why not order the pizza? The man was actually halfway through his pizza when emergency workers arrived, cranky that he hadn't thought to order them anything. Carl, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter had a great round. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Peter Gross has taken the lead.
Well done. How many, then? I know Roxanne knows, but tell us, how many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
7 correct answers.
Oh, my goodness, Roxanne. That's a lot. Ready for it?
I'm going to try.
Here we go. French troops continued to fight Islamist rebels after landing in blank last Friday.
Mali.
Right after it responded to a request to build a Death Star, the White House changed the numbers of signatures required for a response on blank.
On the White House petition
thing? Yes. Yeah. In a dramatic unveiling on Wednesday, blank announced its new search feature.
Google.
Facebook. Friedman Phillips, best known for writing the Blank Advice column, died Thursday at age 94.
Dear Abby.
Yes. Police were called after a brawl broke out at a blank in Massachusetts.
A A church confirmation.
No. Close, though, a baby shower. 30 years after her unexplained drowning, this week the L.A. coroner officially changed the cause of death for actress blank.
Natalie Wood.
Right. That's a right. Belgian woman says faulty GPS turned her 90-minute trip to the train station into a blank.
It was like a 9-hour trip. She ended up in Croatia or something.
Exactly right. Yeah. A 900-mile trip to Croatia. You'd think she would have noticed at some point, maybe when she stopped twice for gas or had a minor car accident or had to pull over to sleep because the sky had gradually become dark. But no, according to the woman, quote, I was distracted, so I kept driving. I saw all kinds of traffic signs, first in French, then German, and finally in Croatian. Then I looked behind me and I saw the earth receding into the distance. Now, she said that she was in Zagreb and she realized she wasn't in Belgium anymore.
That's it. Yeah, Siri had the wrong accent.
Exactly. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Roxanne had 5 correct answers for 10 more points, giving her a total of 14 points. But with 17 points, Peter Gross is this week's champion.
Well done, Peter Gross.